Yeah, I'll bet some of the people, some of my higher-ups probably knew him because, you know, they dealt with, like, a lot of folks in programming and management and stuff. And I mostly just dealt with the engineers, just kind of technical back and forth with, like I said, exchanging a lot of programs and stuff because we host, like, the central server that all the other stations are tied into, so we're kind of like the central hub. But yeah, it's came in handy because sometimes we'd miss a satellite feed or something, and you knew somebody else got it, so you just give them a call, and somebody was there, they can help you out. And things are kind of different these days. We're kind of, I think we're the only station left that has a fully staffed master control 7 days a week, and you know, a lot of stations, they've either laid people off or they've just kind of, you know, let them go by attrition. They retire and they're not replaced. I think Grand Rapids kind of did it that way. But even Detroit, I think they're pretty much automated these days as well. I mean, we're automated, but we have someone there watching the store.